And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Once again, doing something we've never done before, starting the show off with common sense commentary, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Then we'll dive into a devotional diamond of the day, a DDD, something that jumps out from Scripture. The title on this one, It Did Not Disappear. And the big question, what do KPRZ, Whitefields Ministries, Steve Wheeler, and David Spoon have in common?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, you know, I asked you, what did David Spoon, Steve Wheeler, KPRZ, and Whitefields Ministries all have in common? I'm going to give you that answer. We love Jesus. We hope you love Jesus, too. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. And after almost 1,000 shows, I can personally guarantee it. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-PRAISE AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-PRAISE 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob, if you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-PRAISE, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oh, Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a look outside. You might think it's cloudy. You might think the weather's challenging. I will tell you right now, this is one of the best places to be in the country. The Lord has blessed you geographically. You are blessed if you are hearing this radio station. Could you imagine doing this and you're like in, let's just say, I'll just pick a city like out of nowhere, a city maybe I've never mentioned before, ever. What if you were right now like in like Ohio, like a Toledo or Cleveland? Do you think it would look like this? You think the weather, you think you'd be close to the ocean? That's not the ocean, people. Not over there. It's over here. We are blessed indeed. We just appreciate you listening to the show. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is a great way to go about it. Let me tell you right off the bat, two big things. One, as you know, at the bottom of the hour, we got Steve Wheeler coming in. And I want to mention that because I want to encourage you to get your heart and mind connected with Whitefield's Ministries, because I'm connected to them. I'm hoping you'll be connected to them. They've been connected to KPRZ for quite some time. And I will say the graciousness of Steve and Coral being the leaders of that ministry, they were the first ones to coordinate where I was able to share my testimony in the city of San Diego, and I appreciate that a great deal. These are folks that believe that taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth matters. They believe that educating and strengthening and supporting rural pastors in faraway places where they get no support, that that matters. They believe that clean drinking water for villages and for people's homes, that that matters. They believe that networking between believers and missionaries and churches and ministries matters. So if you have any connection to any of those things, I encourage you to go to whitefields.org, whitefields.org. Again, this is the type of ministry where Steve will be on in a little while. He'll tell you, if you're going to do anything, pray for them. They ask almost on a steady basis, you know, even more so than finances, they ask, pray for us so we can know that we're about what the Father wants us to be doing. And that's a great spirit to have. Encourage you to go to whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610. You'll get a chance to talk to Brenda, but the truth is, 30 minutes, Steve will be on the show. You can just listen to him. Really, it's that simple. The other thing I want to tell you is about my good friend Sam Rasul. Sam Rasul is my buddy. He's going to be in tomorrow. Whenever Sam is here, it's great because the fellowship between a Christian who is connected to Israel and a Christian who's connected to Palestine is fascinating. Because it's Jesus that we want to glorify and honor. And that's more important than even our backgrounds. Because eternity is more important than the earth time. So from that point of view, I encourage you to check out our show tomorrow. Also, Sam just happens to be one of the top real estate agents in the country. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. We tell people, hey, if you have anything going on in the world of real estate, what do we tell them? We tell them, what do we tell them, Tugboat Todd?
Think Sam.
Think Sam. ThinkSam.com. How hard is that? Think Sam.
Think Sam.
ThinkSam.com.
Tennessee.
That's right. ThinkSam.com. That's what we're telling you. You got anything going on in real estate? If you're thinking, I want to go from renting to owning, I want to go from owning to renting, I want to go from owning to renting to owning to renting, you have too much time on your hands. But even if that's the case, talk to Sam. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. All right, let's take care of the next piece of important business. Do you have something for me that we can use? Let's go with that. Tugboat Todd.
Happy birthday, bosom buddy. Close friend and lifelong pal.
Oh, buddy. Buddy.
That's right. We're a little hip around here. If it's too hip for most of you people, I got a message for you. There's a knob on the left. Turn it. That's what we tell you. Guess what? It's my wife's birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old she is because I'm not stupid. I will tell you how young she is. She's younger than me. That doesn't seem like that takes much. She's young you know, for a tree, right? I mean, that's, you can use that line, but I'm not going to, because if I did, I'd be in trouble. Here's what I'd tell you. It's my wife's birthday, and so I've been saying, you know, happy 3 days until your birthday to you, and then the happy two, and then the happy one. Then this morning at 2 in the morning when we both woke up because we couldn't sleep for some reason, I started saying happy birthday to her. I think that was the one that did it. You know, like, that's enough. So I took 3 sheets of paper and wrote happy birthday, Buttercup, and put them on the wall in our apartment so that when she walked up, she woke up, it's the first thing she saw. Right? That's pretty
good. That's nice.
Yeah. Instead of spending $12 for a card, here's an idea for guys all over the place. Just listen to this idea. And ladies, this is for you too. You take 1, 2, or 3 sheets of paper, and you write 1 or 2 words on each one. You take a piece of scotch tape. You attach them together, 1 to 1 to 1, or long or sideways, 1 to 1 to 1. And then you take an extra piece and you slap it on the wall, and it's better than a card because it's bigger. It says more, and it's cheaper. Therefore, it's better. Did I say that out loud? Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, so the point there is for everybody to get that it's my wife's birthday. She's my best friend. We might make no bones about it. People will say, well, you know, I don't like it that you say the wife. Well, I don't use her name very often because I don't want some of the trollish type of people going on the internet and trolling her. I don't like that. You want to troll me and come talk to me. I'm here all day long. But you got to protect your wife. You got to protect your family. So that's one of the things that I do in that sense. However, every once in a while it slips out. It's, you know, it's not like a huge privacy element. But here's what I will tell you. She is absolutely the most beautiful woman in the world. She is absolutely my best friend. And outside of God himself, she is the best gift I have ever seen in this lifetime. And that's going a long way because I think my kids look like me. So I'm just saying, for those that are trying to figure that out, like, no, I love my kids. But you have to understand how this works. How this works is the Lord gave me this wonderful, wonderful gift. You know, we are just those weird people. We just like it. We did businesses together. We've done everything together. You know, now it's now she just has to put up with me because I'm on the air and obnoxious. But I love you, honey bunny, with all my heart. And I hope you have 10,000 more birthdays, but you can't have any of them without me. So we'll do the other 9,940-ish up there. That's how we'll do that. All right. I was going to do common sense commentary, but I have no common sense time left, do I? Really, just not. 2 minutes is not enough. So I will say this. I want to mention this real fast, and then I'll get into it more tomorrow. But I was talking to Tugboat Todd, and we were talking just a little bit about karma, because one of our most fantastic people that works here asked me a question about karma. And one of the things about karma is that there's this idea that, you know, you put out and then you get it back that way. So the karma is you've done it, now it's coming back to you. And that's, as Tugboat Todd explained, that's really the most American version, that if you do something wrong, you cut somebody off in traffic, somebody's going to cut you off in traffic just up ahead. The problem for all the people that operate in karma, and I had a chance to share this with our wonderful Laura, is that that idea of karma eliminates the existence of grace, mercy, and love. Grace is getting something you could never deserve, like eternal life. Mercy is not receiving something you do deserve, like judgment. And love is an extension of mercy and grace in its fullness, and you can't really operate in the principle of God's love if you believe in a form of karma that way, because love cannot exist. Love cannot coexist with American karma, or really with the other karma, because then forgiveness has no principle. Love has no – now, the scripture does say, and that's the part I was going to cover, what a man sows, that shall he also reap. But that is not so steadfast that the Lord will not have mercy, or that the Lord won't forgive. Because if you received everything you deserved, you would be dead. And yet there you are listening to me on the radio. That ought to tell you something right there, right? All right. We're going to take our break and then come back. And we've got a DDD that we're going to get into. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
A new year has begun. Today, some ideas on making it less stressful. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Sarah Landrum, writing for Crosswalk.com, offers several suggestions for keeping your cool in 2017. Here are a few. When dealing with rambunctious little ones, stick to your no. But don't say no only because of inconvenience. Be open to yes and keep reading and reaching out to others for support. Declutter your life. Clutter affects the ability to focus, and when you're dealing with a family's worth of clutter, that's chaos for your sanity. Leading a simplistic lifestyle places you closer to God and helps you focus on family and the values that matter. Take control of cranky commutes. Landrum offers, when someone cuts you off, it's natural to become reactive. But before you become aggressive, stop and breathe. Inject calm into your cranky commutes. Focus on your immediate surroundings and what's within your direct control. Find some me time. When you imagine the entirety of your to-do list, me time is never written down. It's hard to imagine when you'll ever get something so luxurious. Taking time for yourself is not vain or selfish. Take breaks between exhausting activities and sleep and eat properly. And rein in your money worries. Money is a stressor. Focus on financial goals instead. Contact your local banker for help and don't be afraid to reach out to community support systems. Well, these days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM, 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Wow, oh wow, oh wow. I did watch the national championship game, I will say, yesterday. My wife and I were just going to bed. No, this is not a joke. So I watched part of it. I only watched part of it. And then we were watching something else because we're like that. And then I turned it right back on. I said, well, I wonder if I can catch the last little bit. Guess what I caught for the last little bit? The last 2 minutes. Was a good time to catch the game, I will say. It was like a pretty good time to catch the game. It was a lot of fun. I thought some games really were good this year. The Rose Bowl was fantastic. That was just so much fun. Actually, the college games have been a little better, I think.
I agree.
So, I mean, that's just a personal opinion. People don't have to agree with that opinion on football. You know, hockey, I'm having a hard time. In fact, I'm thinking I'm going to set up therapy ahead of time because I'm not sure the Red Wings are going to make it 27 years in a row. It's kind of tough. Since I'm just working through it. Remember, I named my dog his legal name, Levi Red Wing Spoon. That's how important that is to me. So people are like, you're making a god out of that. No, I'm really making a lot of tears out of that right now. That's what I'm doing. They're eighth. It's just not good enough. They need to play better. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and my great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. What do you want to know about Excalibur Roofing?
If you've got something going on in the roof realm, like roofitis, you're thinking, what's roofitis? That's when your roof has a sickness, kind of like a disease that needs, you know, like a doctor gives somebody antibiotics. That's your roof needs it. Well, they're good for roofitis. If you have a viral disease in the roof, you know, something's going on, it's going all over, you need help. If you have unauthorized skylights in your roof, those are holy holes that were not put there by you. They're just cannonball-sized skylights. It's like, nah, you need to get some help there. If you need to deal with people who are in ministry but also do roofs, then why wouldn't you talk to Excalibur Roofing, who are the ministers of roof? Just makes perfect sense to me, and now I am positive it makes perfect sense to you. ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Their phone number, 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803, or on Facebook at Excalibur Roofing. Check them out. You will not be sorry if you have any roof issues. Let's get into our DDD, although I'm not, do we have music? We do have music for this. Okay.
Where is it?
Woody?
Huh? Oh,
you know, it was, I couldn't even really understand it, but it just like disappeared out of my ear. Wait, that's because the title is called It Did Not Disappear. Aha, see that play on words. Hello, play. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 through 5. This came out of my morning devotions. And it's, you know, this came out on morning devotions about 2 days ago. It's a pretty cool little part. I really enjoy this. I hope this will bless you. Listen to it well. It's important for those who are trying to find out where the love of God went in that Christian walk of yours. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 through 5. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. First and foremost, to note theologically in this text, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are mentioned. The Godhead is mentioned in the beginning of the book of Revelation. Just something to catch. That's number 64, I think, in the New Testament. And then it says this, to him who loves us and has freed us. Two interesting words there. The word loves means this. Loves, as opposed to loved. That means it's the perfect present tense. He has freed us. That's the past tense. So you are freed from the power of sin in your life by the blood of Jesus. But the thing you need to hear is that Jesus loves, L-O-V-E-S, loves us. So here's what happens for a lot of Christians. Tell me if you can relate to this. You become a Christian, things are great, you get older in the faith, you move on, you make a couple mistakes, you do some dumb things, things move on, and you think, well, I know he loves me, but maybe just a little less now because he knows me. That is incorrect. He doesn't love you less now. Okay, Dave, well, maybe he likes me less because, you know, all the dumb things I do. You're right. The omniscient God just now discovered all the things that you're doing. There's no contradiction there. Anyhow, the idea that God doesn't know what you're going to do tomorrow pretty much means that God doesn't know what's going to go on tomorrow. Ooh, you want to defend that? I'm just curious. I got a book called Revelation. You can read the whole thing. Let me know what you think. Also, not only does he not love you less, not only does he not like you less, he doesn't think less of you. Well, I really liked Dave when he first got saved. Before he did all those dumb Christian sins. Right. Again, theology at its finest. Here's what we've got to become aware of. Do you love your children less now that you have spent more time with them? Nah, that doesn't mean that when they were one, they weren't cute as a button. They're just cute as a button. But you have that much more time, love, energy, and input into their lives, and it's just that much more important. How can we attribute to humanity a better form of love than we're attributing to divinity? How can we do it?
I will say one thing that will be somewhat controversial, but what's a little show without a little controversy, right? I mean, that's the mindset. In 2 Corinthians 13, 14, it says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." I do think there's a little bit of a disconnect with certain people as they move along because they're not staying connected to the Lord. They're not staying connected through fellowship, prayer, Bible, and they're not staying connected in engaging in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And I think there's a disconnect there. And for those that are not sure how that matters, let me give you one passage and tell me what you want to do with it. Romans 5:5, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. So the Holy Spirit was poured into your heart, and there is where the love of God was demonstrated, and you're disconnected from the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're a little more disconnected from the love because you're a little tight on the relationship. Remember, the pipe is simple. There is no blockage from God's point all the way down to us. And then there's blockage, right? The pipe is clogged at the bottom, not the top. So for those of you that are like, well, that sounds charismatic. Hey, I would be called a charismatic, a Baptist, a Methodist, a Lutheran, a Presbyterian. I would be called any name you want if I engaged more and more in the genuine love of God, period. There's a couple of great old saints who used to say, I'll go wherever God is showing up because I want to be where he is. It's like, wow, that is fantastic. Well, what if it's a different church? I'm going wherever God is showing up because I want to be where he is. Yeah, if you get that, then you get it. And that's just that simple. So let's keep in mind this one simple truth and hold it for the rest of the day and rest of the afternoon. The love that God has for you has not dissipated. It has not disappeared. It is current and perfect, as in the beginning, as in now, as in always. Okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back. Guess what? Steve Wheeler in the house.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
It's never too soon to be kind.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. Some say that the American writer Anne Herbert scribbled the phrase, "Practice random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty," on a placemat at a restaurant in 1982. This sentiment has since been popularized through film and literature and has become a part of our vocabulary. The question is, why? Why should we show kindness to others? For those who follow Jesus, the answer is clear: to show the tender mercy and kindness of God. There's an Old Testament example of that principle in the story of Ruth, the immigrant from Moab. She was a foreigner living in a strange land whose language and culture she didn't understand. Furthermore, she was desperately poor, utterly dependent on the charity of a people who took little notice of her. There was one Israelite, however, who showed Ruth grace and spoke to her heart. He allowed her to glean in his fields, but more than that simple charity, he showed her by his compassion the tender mercy and loving kindness of God, the one under whose wings she could take refuge. She became Boaz's bride, part of the family of God, and one in a line of ancestors that led to Jesus, who brought salvation to the world. We never know what one act of kindness done in Jesus' name will do. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know who's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen? He is a legend in his own time. That's fair to say. You're a legend in your own time.
I'm glad you didn't say I'm a legend in my own mind.
Well, that was the next line.
That was the next line.
I'm going to spare you.
I'll just get it out there for you.
For those that are not familiar with Whitefields Ministries, I'm going to give you a chance, by the way, to talk about this. I want people to understand that Whitefields Ministries is involved in supporting rural pastors in faraway places that need financial support, educational support, prayer support, and how you doing support.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely very, very important. They love to be encouraged because it is very lonely out there where they are.
Yeah, and they're in places that are far, far away. So by getting involved with Whitefields Ministries, you're helping advance the gospel to reach the four corners of the earth in the classic biblical method and model of planting churches and encouraging people and pastors going out and talking to people all throughout their villages, all throughout their communities, all throughout their cities. The only difference is that most of these don't take place like in Beverly Hills.
Right. No, they're out in areas. We met some pastors on our last trip to Myanmar, and I brought you a gift from Myanmar. I'm going to let you open that. This is a gift for you, David, but also for all of your listeners. And I'm going to tell you the significance of what moved me to buy this. Now, if you go look at the Whitefields, Inc. Facebook page, you'll see a picture of this, whitefields.org. We'll put up a picture tomorrow. David will probably post a picture.
I'm going to take one now, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's taking a picture right now. He's not paying attention to the radio anymore.
What's
I
radio?
Can just take over. But it is a collection of elephants, which are very typical of Myanmar. Adoniram Judson talks a lot in his autobiography about elephants being involved in Myanmar when he first went there to Burma. But the reason that when I saw this, I thought of you and the listeners is because it's not just one elephant. We're not alone in what we're doing, but we're together.
Right.
And so every time you look at this, wherever you put it up or keep it, I want you to remember that you are a part of that ministry movement, and they're all kind of like they're pushing each other along. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got five elephants. They're on is that a walkway or a bridge?
It's like a walkway or a bridge. It's a single, it's carved, hand carved by an artist there in Myanmar, all out of a single piece of wood. He very much wanted to make sure I knew this is a single piece of wood. And I just saw it and I thought and we felt the prayers. I know we talked on the phone, you and I did, when I got back, and you said, hey, we've been praying for you guys. I said, man, have I felt that while I was on this trip? Many, many answers to prayer, and others that are even continuing to come in after we got back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is just absolutely stellar. We'll have that. You'll have it on your Facebook posted, and we'll have it on ours. I'll have Casey take my pictures and then put it up.
Yeah,
so she does
put it up. Let people see this. They can click in. It's hard to show it to them. You can lift it up and show it to them on the radio.
I mean, it's a single piece of wood. I mean, you do the best you can to describe it because you know, radio is the theater of the mind, but it's a single piece of wood. You got five elephants on a single trail, and they're all pushing one another.
Right.
Like they're helping each other move.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
how we become partners with pastors. I was in rural villages up in the Kanpalet area of Chin State in the very upper northwest region. I was the first white man that had been in there. So these people are looking at us. And my wife was with me on this trip. So we were out in the rural. She's a real trooper. I love my wife, and she still loves me after we got back. we were out in places. She's gung-ho. She's a real trooper to go do that. And very, very rural areas. We met women out there in the villages, and my wife had read about this, that had their faces were all tattooed, complete covering of their faces.
Why?
And the legend is that, like, maybe 100 years or a few hundred years ago, soldiers or warriors or marauding bands of people would come through the area, see the women. Hey, these are beautiful women. They'd kidnap them and take them away. So they began to tattoo their faces. So when girls would reach around adolescent puberty, they would tattoo their face all the way up, and then they'd have a tattooed face, and it was to keep people from kidnapping. That's at least the best that we could find in terms of the research. But the guidebooks say, oh, you probably won't even see any of these ladies. When we got back, my wife was showing some pictures to some young girls that have grown up in that region. They had never been up to these mountain villages.
Wow.
They had never seen women like that.
Wow.
That's how far out in these regional areas where our pastors have gone now. And I ask them over and over, so how many Christians are at the village when you started? None, zero. I just came in, started talking to them, started sharing with them about Christ. First one family comes to faith, then another. Now we've got five families. So we were really feeling the prayers of the radio audience, appreciated that.
That's cool. That's I'm really glad that. And we were very, we were concerned for you.
Good.
Just because it's and I was telling you, this is not, you know, this is not, you're not going to Cancun for a resort.
No,
it's like, no.
Well, I think, you know, the State Department rates different countries. As red, I think, is the highest level of danger. Orange is the next. And that article just popped up, like, in my news stream before I went, and I showed it to my wife. I said, you know, it's kind of like almost all the countries I work in are, like, red or orange. They're all, like, in that level of, this is a dangerous place. But praise God, prayers keep us safe. And I'm surrounded by a lot of pastors as well that are there with us, and they are very careful to make sure they get us in and get us out. But one of the things that we had a great answer to prayer, I met a young man. He's 30 years old. He's graduated from seminary, went to India to study, graduated from a seminary there. He's come back into his country now, and he's the son of one of our evangelists, and he wanted to come back, and he's working in this rural place to plant a church. And he translated for me because he speaks English very well because of his education. So he translated for me one day. And my wife, of course, is hanging out with his wife, and she's talking. We get to the end of the day, and she tells me, they've only been married for 3 weeks. I said, are you serious? You know? And then she says, and they're living with his mom and dad. You know, it's that little curtain in the bamboo shack. They all are over there. I said to my field director, we got to find him a new place. And I want to let everybody know, praise God, they found a place. I just got word on, let's see, what's today, Tuesday? I just got word Friday. We sent funds. We're able to get that place secured for them. Now, you know, people need to know, $50 a month they have to pay for this bamboo shack that they'll be living in. But it's a two-story bamboo shack.
Wow.
So they're going to do church downstairs, and the children's ministry that his wife, Ching Boy, wanted to do, and she's graduated from school as well, wanted to teach children. Marvelous story about my wife going back to Kalimio. She bought a couple boxes full of educational supplies, and then we were wondering, how are we going to get these back down there? Well, we met a young gal, Abigail, and she was introduced to my wife, became her kind of translator for 2 days. We discovered that she had gone to school with this young pastor and his new wife and wanted to go visit them. I said, here's your bus ticket, here, get you down there, take these boxes of school supplies. And she was so excited. They delivered them all, sent photos to us, and it's just wonderful watching kids play with that. All of that really came about by the answers to prayer, because we were praying, okay, Lord, we can buy the supplies here, but how do we get them back down?
Right.
Do they sit here in a box until somebody, it's like an 11-hour drive. They just don't jump in a vehicle and do that. They got to, okay, we'll get like on a little truck thing on the back. They call it a bus. I call it a little pickup truck with a bench, do something like that. And then we were able to meet Abigail, and she delivered everything. And it's just a marvelous story of how God answers and brings all those parts together. So
very cool. All right. So I do want people to know a couple things. Whitefields.org. It's really important for you to understand that you're listening to Steve right now. A way to connect to this ministry is certainly through prayer, just using Romans 15:30 or some of the other passages, but really a joyous struggle by prayer. And it's also important to understand that Steve's always looking for financial support. We don't have any reservation. I've never had the reservation to say it. I never will. And that is, look, if you want to participate financially, believe me, they can use and utilize your help. And you're not talking about, oh, well, he goes around in a jet plane and lives in a – it's like you're talking about a guy that is sleeping in the same kind of huts that everybody else is.
That's right.
I want to encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check it out, to get a feel, to see what different people are saying, what some of the testimonies are. I also want you to call them, but I want you to take a minute. We got about a minute and a half or 2 minutes. Let's do it, but you're going to have to wrap it up in that tight time. Explain to them – Whitefields, the name, how it comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, what it means.
Well, when Jesus was there with the Samaritan woman at the well, his disciples had been in town all day. They came back with food, but they brought nobody with them. When the woman went back into the town, she tells everybody, you got to come meet the guy I've been talking with. And they start walking. The people in the village begin walking out to meet Jesus where he's at, out by the well. Jesus now is telling his disciples, you're going to reap something you didn't sow, because they didn't tell anybody to come meet Jesus. He looked out across the fields, and you have to remember, he says, you say that, you know, it's still this many months before the harvest, but I say the fields are white already. Well, you have to realize that the Samaritans in that place would have been wearing turbans and like draped turbans down off their heads to keep them cool. They would have all been white, and their heads would be bobbing above those fields. Jesus was always talking about the harvest as being harvesting people. Just like he tells fishermen, you're going to go be fishers of men, not fishers of fish anymore. And so it's the same idea. The fields were white. He uses the word, the color word in the Greek there for white. I've talked to a lot of farmers. They always tell me fields aren't white. They're golden. They're different colors. I said, that's because Jesus was looking at the people. The disciples had a marvelous time sitting down and explaining to those people, oh, yeah, we've been traveling with him. You should see the miracles he does. You should see this. He's the Messiah. You got to listen to him. And so that's where our name came from. And we are all about going out to the places where people don't know Jesus Christ, where there are not missionaries. And we support a national who will go live in a bamboo shack, a bamboo hut. And he'll live there. And he knows the people. He knows how they act, how they talk. He knows their culture. And we met some other pastors that just came out of an area. There's not even a road to their village. They get to the last place in Palatois. Here we are. Now we walk the rest of the way to the village in our mountain. And the guys told us when they introduced us, the men that are working with them there, they said, what they generally need, they need a 50-pound or 50-kilogram bag of rice, and they need maybe a couple chickens and a sack of beans, and that's what they need to be able to survive for the month. And we worked that all out with them. And when people donate to Whitefields, that's what they're helping us do. Hey, can we do 7 of those guys? Can we do 9? Can we do 10? It's not a lot of money, maybe $50 or $100 for those guys, $250 or $500, and they're then able to survive. Then we gradually decrease that so that they can become independent. So
self-sufficient.
It's kind of
a
fun thing. Yeah, self-sufficient.
Yeah, very good. Okay, whitefields.org. Their phone number, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Brenda?
Danielle now. They're going to get Danielle.
See, you're killing me here.
Yeah, I know.
You
had
that.
Brenda. Brenda was there. Now it's Danielle.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
I just talked to Danielle. She's ready. She's ready for
all
people.
Right. Danielle. So if somebody wants to call Danielle, call her now, 760-846-8610. You know the cause is good. You know the man is just. You know the spirit is right. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break and we'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leeks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about America's damaged relationship with Israel.
Barack Obama is a failed president, all right? And his foreign policy has failed miserably. This is really the icing on the cake. I mean, look, the Middle East is in turmoil. Our one ally in that region is dangling by a thread. This is the result of their foreign policy, a disaster. Now, can it be repaired? Well, it can, but not easily. This is going to take really some very intentional hard work. In fact, this whole thing with Israel itself is going to be require a massive consumption of time of the incoming president to get this fixed.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
I did his Todd. Talk about Todd's great, huh?
Oh, yeah. My last segment last week when I subbed for you in December was the day that the Sweet Adeline was first sung. And I was in a barbershop quartet. That could have been me. I don't know. I got to go check, see if that was.
I think there'd be a royalty check.
Yeah, no, I don't think we were ever that good, but I did have fun in college. We had some barbershop guys in a quartet. We had a lot of fun with that. So
yeah, no, I'm going to give you the time to take up and talk, sure. But I did have one thing that Tugboat Todd just mentioned to me, and I just didn't know much about it, but you have to do it really, really fast. Something about you and a dock. Something about you.
Oh, God. Is that the bamboo dock getting off the boat? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one of the places that we went, there was no roads down in the Delta area. They put us on a boat, and it was really funny because they were very afraid that my wife would not want to ride on a boat. And then she told them, well, I know how to swim. And they're like, oh, wow, you know how to swim? Like, very few people here know how to swim, and especially, I guess, not women. So they were okay. Got her on the boat. We got out there. We got to this place, and it's like, well, there's no docks. There's just some bamboo stuck in the mud, and then there's like about six bamboos tied on to those bamboos, and that's what you get out and walk across. So I'm like trying to spread my feet like across all six bamboos, and the first step I take after I get up on that, there's that crack, and you're like, oh, no, and I'm way heavier than most local guys there. Let's just put it that way. And so we made it out, got there okay. And then fortunately the tide came up, so when we had to get back on the boat, we only had to take two steps and boom, we were on. So that worked out really
better
well.
That was back out.
Yeah. That was only pick me up and drop me off on high tide. So that was good. We are, you know, this is a great time right now. I'd love for people to come check out whitefields.org. Over the next 3-4 weeks, we will be posting up the new prayer pages. We are bringing on new pastors. Of course, as the support gradually ends, some of our pastors, they end. And so that money then in our budget, we focus that back out to new support, new pastors. So we will be bringing on some new pastors. We also, as people donate more and our budget comes up and income, then we look and say, hey, let's bring a new pastor on. So we're bringing two new pastors in Japan, and I will be there in April to be at our biannual conference. We've been in Japan now since the beginning, 1953, when Bert first went there, and hundreds of churches planted. And some of our pastors, one of our pastors, is one of the radio preachers in Japan. So our field director, Tim, is the manager of the Christian radio station of Japan and the Pacific Broadcasting there. And not like here. They don't have a whole station. They are not allowed to own a station. Christians cannot own a station in Japan. So they just buy time and they get the radio shows out. But that's part of the ministry there. We have new pastors in Uganda. Some people have been praying for Pastor Onesimus. Pastor Onesimus graduated with flying colors, and he came back in November, December, defended his theology paper that he had to write, and did a fantastic job. So the SoCal Seminary guys are really excited he's back, and he will be working on we've got a new project we're doing. We told you about building Christine's house. Well, my friend Trevor, and I might have mentioned this to you, but my friend Trevor said that the missionary we're working with there, you got to build a water tank at the corner of her house. So we'll be doing that project in January here, and she will go from a homeless woman to a permanent house woman, with now being the woman that supplies water. We've got new pastors in the Middle East. They'll have to check out those pages. Some wonderful stories. We have what we call a granddaughter or grandson church, a church that was born out of a Bible study started from one of our original churches. And when I got time, I'll tell you that story because it's fascinating how that happened.
Next time you come back.
Right? Hey, that's a good idea.
Let's do it that way.
That'll work.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I want you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Coming out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Whitefields.org. You can also call, what's her name?
Danielle. At the accounting department. Give her a call.
760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. And if you call her in the next 10 minutes, you'll talk to her. Because that's there's no prizes or anything that comes with it. But you need to check out whitefields.org. Excellent job, as always, my friend. Always good to have you in the studio.
Good to be with you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise. 1210 a.m., the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break. You're gonna hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.